Today is the baptism of our Lord Sunday. The scripture lessons are from Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 11, Psalm 29, and the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the third chapter, from verses 13 through 17. Today's message is titled, Baptism, Death, and New Life. Hear the word of God from Romans chapter 6, beginning of verse 1. What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ's death, we were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. If we have been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection. For we know that our old self was crucified with him so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin, because anyone who has died has been freed from sin. Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we also will live with him. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him. The death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Here ends the reading. Psalm 29, a psalm of David. Ascribe to the Lord, O mighty ones. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord thunders over the mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord breaks in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon skip like a calf, Sirion like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord strikes with flashes of lightning. The voice of the Lord shakes the desert. The Lord shakes the desert of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord twists the oaks and strips the forest bare. And his temple all cry, glory! The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord is enthroned as king forever. The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace. Here ends the psalm. The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the third chapter, beginning at verse 13. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, I need to be baptized by you. And do you come to me? Jesus replied, Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness. Then John consented. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. The Gospel of our Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, it is to your glory and worship that you should be praised, and that I should pray to you. Therefore, dearest Lord, do not look on my unworthiness, but on my need for your help. For you are the only help for all sinners. Therefore, to your glory I call to you. I will not refuse your help, and you can and will give it to those who pray. Amen. Amen. A prayer of Martin Luther. Theology is important. Theology is not to be left only to those in the ivory towers and upper crust of intellectual elites who love to dig into things, to dig deeply into things. Theology is for you, you who are in the pews. It's for those who are out playing in the sandbox outside, and it is for friends casting the fishing rod while fishing, sitting and enjoying each other's company, friends fishing. Theology, in particular, is especially for the family hearth, that kitchen, the center of the home. From the preface of the Small Catechism, the Tappert 1959 translation, these are from Luther's German words translated into English by Tappert. The deplorable conditions which I recently encountered when I was a visitor constrained me to prepare this brief and simple catechism or statements of Christian teaching. Good God, what wretchedness I beheld! The common people, especially those who live in the country, have no knowledge whatever of Christian teaching. And unfortunately, many pastors are quite incompetent and unfitted for teaching. Luther's laments, with many more words, it goes on much farther. But this gives you a sense of the situation. Luther wrote the Small Catechism for the family home, that those families would have a rudimentary grasp of what we believe and why we believe what we believe. This is the reason, interwoven with the explanation of what does this mean, are scripture verses to show that we confess as the Christian faith is straight from the Word of God. And this then drives who we are and how we live out the faith. The reality of baptism was important to my mom and dad. Both growing up in the church and well-schooled in the catechism, they were determined to have us children baptized as soon as possible after our births. Sunday, September 22nd, 1963, I was baptized. I wasn't even 2 weeks old. I was baptized. I did have a full head of hair, though, but not even 2 weeks old. My mom and dad desired for me to be baptized before the long trek home to Albuquerque, New Mexico. As I mentioned before, I was born in Decorah as my mom and dad had gone home to Decorah to help, as Grandpa Lee, my dad's dad, had had a heart attack and a pacemaker was surgically put in place. Now it was time to go home to Kirtland Air Force Base where my dad was stationed. It's a journey of about 1,200 miles, even in the old highway system that was built in the 1950s. It still was a long drive in a Plymouth Valiant. And again, this is before the days of child car seats. How many of you slept in the rear window of your car as your parents traveled? I did many times. I mean, so it was a long drive home. My mom and dad, before this long journey, they were concerned about my eternal soul. Even as a wee little baby, less than 2 weeks old, thoughts of the resurrection to eternal life concerned my mom and dad about me. To the reality of the promises of baptism my parents turned to before that long journey home, which included portions of that famed Route 66. My grandfather, the Reverend Donald G. Lee, not able to preside at the service as he was recovering from the heart attack and the pacemaker surgery. But I was baptized in the same church at the same baptismal font my mom was born, baptized at there in Decorah. For my mom and dad, I had to be baptized before traveling because one does not know what may happen. And my spiritual condition mattered. Even as I was a newborn infant, my spiritual condition mattered to my mom and dad. Romans chapter 6, beginning of verse 3. Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? We were therefore buried with Him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. If we have been united with Him in death, with Him like this in His death, we will certainly also be united with Him in His resurrection. Baptized into Christ's death. That is the spiritual reality of baptism. You die. You die in the waters of baptism. You die as Christ died. And you rise as Christ rose to the glory of the Father. The corruption, the wickedness of our fallen humanity has been slain, has died, and has been buried in Christ's tomb. With that fallen nature dead and gone, we now have a new life to live, just as Christ rose from the dead. What better way to being new life as a newborn than also to be newborn in Christ through the waters of baptism? From the NIV translation, we too may live a new life. The New American Standard Bible's wording, so we too might walk in newness of life. And here's the English words from the Greek word order of this last part of verse 5 of Romans 6. So also we in newness of life should walk. Newness. Newness. What it means is new in quality. It means fresh in development or opportunity. Because it's not been found exactly like this before. It's truly new. Newness truly is new. And this new is to be lived out differently. That newness of life should walk. Should walk. What that means is about how one conducts life. And it's all encompassing. It's all encompassing. It's measure of ethically living. How do you live your life? What are the morals? What's the goodness you're living out? That's what this newness of life brings about. We should walk in all of that. And this comes about by water and the Word. Water and the Word. As Jesus was baptized, the word spoken as the water was being poured over Jesus, if any, we don't know. We just don't know. But what we do know is that Jesus submitted to the baptism to fulfill all righteousness. He was to do this. Many say so as to identify with us, for He came to be with us and one day will die for us, and it could be simply a matter of obedience to fulfill all righteousness. We do know also this is the manner Jesus was revealed to John, that indeed Jesus is the Son of God to save us from our sin. Psalm 40, verses 7 and 8. Then I said, "Here I am. I have come. It is written about me in the scroll. I desire to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart." Or from John chapter 1, verses 32 through 34. Then John gave this testimony. That's John the Baptizer gave this testimony. "I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove, and remain on Him. I would not have known Him except the one who sent me to baptize with water told me. The man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is he who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. I have seen and I testify. This is the Son of God. So it's a matter of revealing the Son of God indeed has come. I am here. I have come, as Psalm 40 says. It could be a matter too of where to be baptized, just as He was baptized. But our baptism is different. I'll show you in a moment. As the water was poured over Jesus, the heavens were opened, and the Holy Spirit descending in the appearance of a dove and landing on Jesus. And behold, a voice spoke, "This is the Son of Me, the Beloved, in whom I am well pleased." That's the Greek word order. "This is the Son of Me, the Beloved, in whom I am well pleased. And this heaven's opening, the Spirit descending in the appearance of a dove, and God speaking, note that these things happened after the fulfillment of all righteousness, as Jesus spoke about to John the baptizer. Have you noticed how I've said John poured the water over Jesus? Poured the water over? Those images of immersion, they're more of Hollywood's doing for cinematography and dramatic effects. Did you know the earliest images of baptism or mosaics of the water being poured over Jesus? Water being poured over Jesus using a seashell to pour the water. That is why very early in the church, a seashell became to be known as the image of baptism. Just like the seashell is on the pyramid before me on this lectern here. Water poured using a shell for baptism. Water poured in the same manner over their head. Oil would be poured for anointing of a king. Water poured. Water with the word. And that word for the church is Father, Son, Holy Spirit. The name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, as it's written in Matthew 28, beginning at verse 18. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." From the Tapper translation of Luther's Small Catechism, what gifts or benefits does baptism bestow? Answer, it affects forgiveness of sin, delivers from death and the devil, and grants eternal salvation to all who believe, as the word and promise of God declare. What is this word and promise of God? Answer, as recorded in Mark 16, verse 16, our Lord Christ said, "He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned." Turning to Luther's large catechism, again from the Tappert edition, Book of Concord, everything depends on the word and commandment of God. This understanding is essential. Everything depends on the word and commandment of God. The Large Catechism, Book of Concord, Tappert edition, 1959. This understanding is essential. Everything depends on the word and command of God. I say it often because I really want that to sink in. Depends on God and God alone. Everything depends on the word and command of God, which means it depends on God and God alone. Does not depend on my faith. does not depend on my age, does not depend on the amount of water or the temperature of the water, neither, does not depend on immersion or sprinkling. Focus on the manner or amount of water. It takes the eyes off of what really matters, the word and command of God. Saying must be old enough to understand and again confess, again takes the eyes off of what truly and only is important, the word and commandment of God. Rebaptizing for any reason, again, takes the eyes off of what is most important, the only thing important, the word and commandment of God. Why rebaptize? What failed? Did the word of God fail? Did the commandment of God fail? Don't go there, for that would be speaking falsely of God. For God does not fail. The Lord is faithful to His word, His promises, His commandments. Remember what age the sign of the covenant is cut into the flesh of Hebrew boys, the nation Israel? Do you remember what age the sign of this covenant is cut into the flesh? The sign of the covenant is cut into the flesh of the boy on his eighth day after birth. Eighth day. Even if it falls on the Sabbath. That's how important the sign of the covenant being given is. More from the Large Catechism. Baptism is valid, even though faith be lacking. For my faith does not constitute baptism, but receives it. Baptism does not become invalid, even if wrongly received or used. It is bound not to our faith, but to the Word. In all reality, baptism declares the glory of God. Baptism is for the glory of God, just as the glory of God rose Christ from the dead. Psalm 29, verses 1 and 2, a psalm of David. Ascribe to the Lord, O mighty ones. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due His name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of His holiness. Baptism is more than a sign that one believes. Baptism is a visible action of water with the Word to convey that an actual spiritual event has happened in a person's life. As the Word of God in Romans 6 teaches, in baptism you are actually baptized into Christ's death. This is the spiritual reality and truth. You are buried with Him. Just as Christ was raised to the glory of the Father, you were raised to the glory of the Father through baptism. Romans 6, beginning now at verse 9. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, He cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over Him. The death He died to sin once for all. But the life He lives to God. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. With this spiritual reality happening through water and the Word, how can one say baptism is just an outward sign? And again, how can anyone rebaptize? Titus chapter 3, beginning at verse 4. But when the kindness of God our Savior and His love for mankind appeared, He saved us, not on the basis of deeds, which we have done in righteousness, but according to His mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out upon us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that being justified by His grace, we would be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. With the Word of God, this water becomes gracious water of life and washing and regeneration in the Holy Spirit. John chapter 3, beginning at verse 5, Jesus answered, this is talking to Nicodemus in the middle of the night, Jesus answered, I tell you the truth, No one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again. As that visual outward thing our eyes see of the water being poured with the Word by the commandment of God, more is happening than we can perceive. For there is a spiritual reality taking place once and for all. John chapter 3, beginning now at verse 14. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whomever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. The cross of Christ is also the cross we were nailed to. And that's through the waters of baptism by the word and command of God. That's what it means to be baptized into his death. You truly die. And just as he rose, you rise. And through the waters of baptism, you are already living this eternal life, which is your gift from God. By his grace, by his mercy, it does not depend on your faith, my faith at all. It's all on God's word, God's commandment, all to the glory of God. So human frailties, you'll see me stumble. Human frailty, I'll see you stumble. We see others stumble and fall. That does not mean baptism. Their baptism was invalid or fake and unreal. Does it mean they have to be rebaptized to show that they... No, it just means we're sinners. And we need to repent of our sin. For the forgiveness of Christ is always there. It is written, Jesus is at the right hand of the Father interceding for us. Why? Well, we fell and sinned. You can find more of that in 1 John. You know that letter, 1 John? We are loved so much. So this baptism, yeah, we see the water, but focus on the command and word of God. We see the physical. But I want you to be aware of, and this is what theology does, it shows you the reality of the spiritual that takes place. You truly are forgiven. You truly are baptized into Christ's death. And just as he rose, you truly live that new life. Sometimes better, sometimes worse, but it's still each day. That's why Martin Luther said, when you get up in the morning, say, I'm a baptized child of God. Get up and go about your day. And when you go to sleep at night, I'm a baptized child of God. And sleep peacefully. Because the waters of baptism have eternally and forever changed you. From the kingdom of evil and darkness and brokenness and all those things of the evil one, into the kingdom of the Son forever. You are a child of God. So the imagery there that we saw, the reality of the Holy Spirit coming down and lighting on Jesus, and the voice of God speaking, this is my beloved Son. Through the waters of baptism, the Holy Spirit comes and indwells in you. Through the waters of baptism, you are claimed a beloved child of God forever. Does not depend on your faith. Does not depend on your behavior. It's all rooted in the command and word of God. And it's all to the glory of God. So find peace in this. Find joy in this. You broken people, me, I'm included in that. It's not dependent upon you. It all depends on what Christ has accomplished on the cross to the glory of the Father. For you are baptized into his death. As he was crucified, you are baptized into his death. And as he rose, Your baptism brings you into that new life in the here and now. That is the truth. And that's theology working out to bring you comfort, to bring you peace, to fill you with hope, peace, joy, and love. Why? Because Christ, the Savior, has been born for us. Crucified and died, He paid the redeeming price in full. There's the finished work of Christ on that cross, and that finished work of Christ is now in you through the waters of baptism. Baptized into Christ's death, you died. Rise as Christ rose and live and walk in that newness of life. So at the end of today, as you're able, I expect you to be skipping out of church full of hope and joy and love because of what Christ has done for you. Rejoice, for it is all to the glory of God. Amen and amen.